Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Monica Sandin.
And I'm Rachel Zwell.
And today we're going to be talking about the questions you should ask on a first date, which I think is very interesting. The moment I heard this topic, I was thinking like, wow, I don't know that I have a list of questions, which I think is probably what we're going to be talking about. How do you really get to know yourself and the person sitting across from you? How do you figure out if this is something that you'd like to pursue or not?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked at length about questions that we do ask or think about asking. We at one point looked at the 36 questions to fall in love, which was an article going around. But I think this is sort of taking this from a different angle and saying, okay, you know, this isn't a, we're not testing a survey. We're just looking to see, like, how do I get what I want, and what are the questions that I ask?
Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple callers on today. Our first caller is Emily, and she wants to know, what are the questions that will streamline whether my date is somebody that I should invest more time in? So Emily, we would love to hear some more about this.
Okay, great. Well, I really just started back dating again and dating regularly, and I'm finding that there are a lot of really great people, and I'm having great conversations with them, you know, fun, lively conversations, but just because I can have a lively conversation with someone or an interesting conversation with someone doesn't mean that we're necessarily compatible or that I should attempt to date this person. So I'm just wondering what might be like the core questions that would really let me know if, you know, this person should be set apart from the rest.
Well, Emily, this your question's great, and it leads me to wonder from you, what are some of your core values? What are some things that you really expect and need and want from a relationship?
Yeah, well, you know, I think one is definitely support, and support in ways, you know, that can come in a variety of ways. I think, perhaps by the way that someone else spends their time, and that, I'm inspired by, you know, what they do and the things that they like. Also, I like to spend time doing lots of cultural things, like... I think I'm interested in culture. So someone who also is interested in culture and, you know, is teaching me about new things, someone who likes to have fun, dance, things like that. So, I mean, I guess the values would be learning, companionship, and, like, exploration and even adventure.
Got it. You know, Emily, what I'm wondering is sort of where the question is coming from. Those values, are those things that you usually talk about in your, you know, in your first dates, second dates, early on?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're not so much things that, like, you necessarily talk about, but I'm finding that, you know, some people, like, you know, they embody them, or their lives are sort of revolve around these things, or somehow, do some shopping in their lives, but they're not necessarily spoken, right? So I'm not, like, necessarily saying, like, oh, are you into culture, or what cultures are you a part of? But, it just becomes part of the experience, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it might help a little bit more. Have you been on any dates recently where you've been kind of thinking about what questions to ask and dealing with this?
No, actually, I haven't been thinking strategically about it. So I haven't been thinking, okay, what are the questions to ask? But rather, I've just been tuning into, like, okay, well, this was a fun conversation, but I spent one or two dates, and we're actually not that compatible. We were just having a nice conversation. So I haven't really gotten to the questions. Like, I don't have, like, a set of questions that I would ask every person, but rather what, I'm responding to the person in the moment, basically.
Emily, it sounds like you are expecting to do a lot of guesswork on your dates. Like you want to, just by nature of experiencing another person, that you're hoping to just like figure out who they are and what matters to them. I'm a huge fan of the super direct question of like the, you know, like my, I was telling Rachel earlier that pretty much the first question I ask on a date as soon as, you know, we're past the like, you know, hello, nice to meet you, is, you know, why are you dating? Are you looking for something serious? Just being super direct about it. So maybe that's not your question, but I would just love to hear you experimenting with like how to be really direct about asking for what you want and getting to know somebody instead of thinking that you have to just guess. How does that sound?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that sounds good. Yeah, I like that.
Got it. Yeah. Emily, the other thing I'm noticing is the values that you got to talking about it, you know, they sound a little bit like there's something underneath them. You know, there are things that you enjoy, things that are important to you, but I think it sounds like there's a deeper exploration for you to do about what your, you know, what your deeper values are, to even know what your deepest questions are. I'm relating to it because I'm not, you know, Monica may be on the end where she goes straight to, what do you want out of this? You know, do you want kids or not? What's important to you? And I'm more on the surface level questions. And, you know, when I sense a deeper question, I feel a lot of fear to, like, bring it up and ask it really directly. But for me, I think the first step is to even know what the deep question is so that I can, you know, get my courage up and actually ask it directly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe there is some deeper exploration to do. I'm just not exactly sure what that is.
Well, I think probably in danger of giving advice here, but I think like the way to practice that and try to figure it out is to start just testing with questions. You know, if asking questions actually isn't historically been something that you do a lot or that you feel comfortable with, just start asking a lot of questions. I'm going to imagine that in asking the questions and receiving answers, you'll start to figure out like, well, I like that answer. I didn't like this one, or that didn't quite get at what I was wanting to know. And so I think that there's a way for you to just experiment with ask a lot of stuff, you know, of everybody that you go on dates with, of your friends, of just like everybody in your life, and practice doing it that way. That way you can get to this, you know, deeper wanting and yearning that Rachel's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's, yeah, that's a good plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
got it.
I think that's
going
to work.
What are you feeling as you respond to that?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit of fear.
Because
I guess I'm also just I guess it just requires a little bit more effort for my part. I mean, I have sort of been like kind of, you know, going with the flow and sort of accepting what comes as opposed to actually being very, very intentional about what I want and going for what I want. I think too, it's also, I think that's really it. Just like really going for what I want and identifying exactly what that is. Yeah.
Well, and it sounds like you're realizing that you like haven't quite been a warrior in your dating life, that you haven't been really like holding high expectations or demanding a lot or expecting a lot, because regardless of, you know, if you're like in this moment looking to find, you know, a lifelong partner, if you're just dating to experiment, there is something that you want out of your connection with other people. And it just seems like you're kind of tapping into the idea that maybe you haven't been like enough of like an Amazon woman on your date, like demanding like, I'm totally here and I expect a lot and I'm going to be satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's fair. That's a fair assessment. I could do that, and I should do that. I think I would be well served if I did. And I think too, it's also been a challenge for me of just really just being comfortable being me on dates. And I think that that has more been like my focus up until this point. And I think I could do both, actually.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's great. I think they go right together. I think, you know, expecting a lot from other people is right on with being more of yourself on dates. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Great. That's beautiful, Emily. I would really love to hear back from you on one of our other shows and hear how it's going, hear how you're being just bolder and bigger with, you know, the way that you're interacting with people. It sounds very exciting.
Yes. I'm excited about it too, and I'll definitely call in again.
Awesome. Thanks,
great.
Emily.
Thank you, Emily.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
I always, after these shows, I always think, you know,
I got to go on a date
it's
now.
It's time for me to go on a date.
It's time for me to go practice with doing this differently, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It really makes me notice the times that I do avoid asking the direct question and, mm-hmm. the ways that I'm getting better at it.
Yeah.
And the ways that I'm still avoiding.
Totally. And just like the openness to being bold and big is a big thing for me. Like, I have particular areas in my life where I'm fairly comfortable with being, like, you know, forceful and assertive and, like, hold high expectations, and other areas where I'm just historically haven't been that way.
Yeah.
And it's a big leap. It's a large gap to be working with.
Yeah.
And I just think it's kind of an exciting place.
Yeah. What are the areas you go towards comfortably and shy away from?
Well, I go into like dates early on fairly aggressively. Within the first silent gap, I ask the super direct, uncomfortable questions. Like, I mean, I think I'm pretty intense on first dates. Sometimes people really enjoy it, and other times I can just tell that I'm like too much for somebody. And I notice that historically, as I date somebody for longer, I tend to be less so. So that's my mm-hmm. challenge as I date people for longer, as I go on like second, third, fifth, 27th dates, to really continue to be direct about like what I want, what I expect, who I am, what matters to me, and discovering who they are with the same kind of velocity and directness.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's kind of the opposite. I tend to ease in slowly. The historical pattern that I'm moving away from is, ease in slowly and indirectly, and then all of a sudden it's like, this is what I want. Why aren't you giving it to me once I'm comfortable?
Yeah.
So it's sort of an evening out the other direction of saying early on in dates, like, oh, I don't like this. I do like this. This is what I want. What do you think about this? And being willing to disagree and fight
mm-hmm.
is just as much a part of it as asking the questions.
Yeah. Cool. Love it. So we've got another question. This is sent to us by Andy B. He wants to know, how do I get the make it or break it questions in without sounding like an interview?
This is excellent. we don't have Andy on the line, but
yes.
I definitely have some thoughts about this one, because I'm often worried about that. I have things mm-hmm. I want to know, and I'm afraid of what someone will think of me if I actually ask them.
Yeah.
So it is a danger that, you know, a date turns very serious and like mm-hmm. lots of questions and like the fun has gone out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I've experienced that too. I have one date coming to mind where I kind of figured out within the first like 5 minutes that I didn't really like him, but I also like didn't want to waste an evening, and I didn't want to give up without getting to know a person or myself. You know, like, how do I deal with, like, how am I okay when I'm with somebody that I don't really like? And I remember I actually like called you. I went to the bathroom about 20 minutes
that.
In, and I called you. And I'm like, what do I ask? How do I talk to this person? How do I be curious about them and get to know them?
Yeah.
And, you know, we ended up completing the whole date. We had dinner. We went to this actually like really funny comedy show. Didn't end up talking for that hour and a half.
Oh,
right. I know, thank God.
A little rest.
Yes, yeah, but it was a really cool shift for me to, instead of deciding immediately that this wasn't the guy for me, to stay in it and just, like, and ask a little bit more, you know, to maybe my snap judgment was incorrect. Maybe, you know, the way that maybe his glasses reminded me of my dad. And then, you know, like, who knows? Who knows where some of this stuff comes from? But to stay in it and to keep asking the questions and, like, putting myself out there at the risk of maybe he also hates me, to just, like, be in that kind of turmoil, I really got to figure out by the end of the date, like, these are some qualities that I know I don't like. Like, I don't want to be at dinner with somebody who's unwilling to hold an ongoing conversation. You know, like, I just got really clear, like, this isn't okay. This isn't okay. I like this. You know, just
yeah.
Staying in it was a really cool experience to just get to know myself.
Yeah. No, I like that, the idea of going after, you know, the not letting the assumptions stop me from, you know, delving further.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking of a date that I had with a guy who was wearing like a Celtic cross necklace. I noticed it, and I thought, oh, this guy is, you know, he's Catholic, he's religious. I'm Jewish. I come from an atheist Jewish family. So I mean, I haven't decided that that's any kind of deal breaker, but I just started noticing, feeling apart, and like, this guy won't relate to me, and I won't relate to him. And I almost didn't ask about it. I was one of those questions I was afraid to ask. It would be awkward to say, I see you're wearing a cross. And eventually I did. I brought it up, and I'm pretty sure I said something just like that. I see you're wearing a cross. And he and we talked about it, and it actually wasn't what I thought at all. You know, it turns out, you know, religion's not very important to him, and it's more of a, you know, a kind of family symbol.
Mm.
But that's not even the point. The point is staying with it and being willing to go there and have the conversation and learn from it. And
yeah, well, and it sounds like you had this assumption about, like, this thing that I'm noticing, excuse me, that I haven't asked about is going to be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
You know, and if I ask the question, it's going to be rude and weird, and that's going to be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
You know, so all these assumptions that we have around, like, being direct and clear with people, and the idea that, like, if I'm too much, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
And to see you going for it and finding out, like, it's not that at all.
And there's also, there's being able to say, if it's a deal breaker, okay,
right,
and relax into it that I'm feeling, because maybe, you know, maybe he's comes from a totally different, he's very religious. It's not what I want. It doesn't work out for me. And if that is a deal breaker to me, to be able to accept, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, if me asking a direct question is a deal breaker, because that's this fear I have that I don't really think is the reality most of the time. It could be in some cases that, you know, like you said, you're so direct on a date and it's too much for them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this feeling I get when I ask one of these questions that I'm afraid to, that's like, this is going to be too much. I asked him if he ever wants children. That's going to be the end of it, not because I asked it. And then they're relaxing into, like, if that's the deal breaker, then that's okay.
Right.
That's a big deal for me.
I think you're bringing up two important points, like the vulnerability around asking a question or showing up in some way that will make them decide that you're not good for them, and dealing with the experience of that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, being willing to ask the question of somebody that you feel attracted to and interested in that you think could end it, and being willing to be open and vulnerable in that space too. You know, there's a lot of risk in this.
It is. I mean, it's staying away from safe zones. It's like, oh, this is safe, this is comfortable, and then I go to do something risky.
And
it's that kind of existential play.
Yeah.
Aliveness in relationship of being willing to, you know, to bounce around, to touch different things, and not so wedded to having a comfortable, nice time.
Right.
That I'm not going to learn anything or I'm not going to have fun.
Well, and I think that this is related to what Emily was talking about, you know, about, like, having a good experience with somebody and, you know, and just, like, figuring them out without asking, you know, and there's something to be said in Andy's question about the, how do I get these questions in without sounding like an interview? There's something in that about, like, sneaking in, like, I have to somehow, like, sneak in behind, you know, some facade of asking another question, figure out that, like, maybe without being super direct and confrontational, I'll figure it out.
Right.
You know, and this assumption in dating that, like, I think in that is this, like, kind of weird junky stuff that people assume that we're not all dating for the same reason. We're all doing it for connection. You know, like, you may be looking for a husband and the guy across from you may just be looking for sex, but you are looking for connection with another human being. And to pretend like you're not and think that you have to, like, cover these questions up and who you are is just, it's deceitful. You know, it's playing the game without playing the game and hoping that you're going to get something out of it that's satisfying when you're not even really asking for it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the amount of times that I get satisfied when I'm, you know, when I'm not
direct.
When I'm not direct, when I'm not asking the question I want the answer to is like 10% of the time, you know, somebody, you know, wanders around and they may say something that I was looking to hear one
right.
way or the other. But most of the time, people miss my point altogether.
Right, right, because it's just there's this lack of clarity in pretending like we're not human beings together.
it's like the middle school, like, I want you to like me, but I don't want you to know that I want you to like me.
So I'm going to punch you. Yeah, it is this kind of childish elementary school way of doing it, which I think is fine. I mean, I think that's often the way that people date, and that may be the way that you've dated for your entire life. It certainly has been the way that I've dated for most of my life, but it just means that, like, that there are these opportunities to catch, like, I'm being indirect, like, oh, that wasn't truthful, like, ooh, that I did not want to say that. Where did that come from? To notice yourself, not being direct, not asking the questions, and that's your opportunity to make a change.
Yeah.
To really get satisfied.
Yeah.
And I think that's how to get them in. Maybe you start off being like your same weird old self, and then you're like, wait a second, that wasn't totally it, and try again.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Try again.
Yeah, if we had Andy on the line, I'd be asking him, you know, what's underneath these feeling like interview questions?
Mm-hmm.
What does that feel like to you? And what are your beliefs that are leading this to be some, you know, some sort of serious, regimented, I imagine, anxious. I'm definitely anxious in an interview,
like
wanting to get it right, wanting to do it right, either the assessor or, you know, the test taker. What's blocking you from really engaging in, you know, in the here and now with the other person and taking risks there?
And I think that's something for, you know, for all of us to look at. Like, why, what's up with me not wanting to be clear with somebody, not wanting to take a risk, not wanting to ask questions, not wanting to be seen? You know, there's tons of data in it, and it's different for everybody. But I think that that's just something to take away for all relationships, not just dating, but interviews, friendships, family. Like,
mm-hmm.
what is going on with me that I don't want to be fully here?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, I hope you listen to this and call in and let us know how it goes in 2 weeks.
Yes. Well, great. So I guess that's the end of the show. We will be on again in 2 more weeks with another dating show. And my name is Monica Sandin. Once again, this is
Rachel Zwell.
And thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.